I'm going to read from 2 Kings 6. And for ease of reference, I've put scriptures up on the screen. And at this point, the focus, at least what I'd like us to focus on, is Elisha and his servant. And at this point, as we pick it up in 2 Kings 6, verse 14, the king of Aram is mad as a hatter. He's upset, and he wants Elisha's head. So let's read here, 2 Kings 6, verse 14. The king of Aram sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. There meaning the city of Dothan, where Elisha and his servant were. They went by night and surrounded the city of Dothan. When Elisha's servant got up and went out early the next morning with horses, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," Elisha answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And as the passage goes on, Elisha prayed further. God answered the prayer again, and victory was secure. And in looking at this passage, I just wanted to submit to us that as a leader, as a woman of God, as a man of God, with every challenge that you face, with every obstacle that stands in your way, with every intimidation or situation that you ever encounter, remember this one thing and don't let it go. Just as Elisha told his servant, "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them," always remember that he who is with you is greater than anything that stands against you. In this passage that we just read, as the enemy surrounds, you know, the king of Aram and his army, and Elisha's servant is gripped by fear and despair. This is Elisha's prayer. "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." And my prayer for myself, my prayer for all of us, as we go through this leadership seminar, as we go through the year 2021, my prayer is, God, open our eyes so that we may see. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we may see the power of your promises, the goodness of your grace, the strength of your spirit, the horses and chariots of fire, the glory, honor, and immortality to which you have called us. Let's make this our heart and our prayer. Going back to the passage here, the horses and chariots of fire, they were always there. They were present. The servant simply hadn't seen them. And similarly, God's power and his presence are always with us, always with you, always with me, but we don't always see it. I know for me, at least, I lose sight of this sometimes, a lot of times. As Jesus says in the parable of the sower, worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires of other things obscure our vision. And I know that's true of me. The worries of this life do obscure my vision. And so I ask you then, how is your vision? Of course, not talking about a visit to the optician. How's your vision? Are you seeing God's presence, or has that been blurred by life's issues? I ask you, what did Jesus do at the beginning of his ministry? Immediately after his baptism, he prayed and fasted. What did Jesus do before making the big decision of appointing the 12 apostles? He spent the night praying. What did Jesus do before heading to his crucifixion? He prayed and he prayed and he prayed. The theme of our seminar, Open Our Eyes, is a prayer. Leadership is all about prayer. It's not about position or appointment or profile or portfolio or performance or the program. It's about prayer, our relationship with God, And, you know, of course, in leadership, you understand there are leadership logistics, there are mechanics of the ministry, other things to organize and arrange. We've got to evangelize, mobilize, you know, put things together, organize. But that's not the heart of leadership. Those are part of the demonstration of leadership. But what's the foundation? It's our relationship with God. It's prayer. Elisha was an amazing leader because he was an amazing prayer. Think about this. If you are not connected, if I am not connected to God, then how can we point others to him? Leadership is simply discipleship, making Jesus Lord, being excited about Jesus, renewing that love and commitment every day, connecting to him, asking him to open our eyes so we would see him more clearly, love him more dearly, and walk with him more nearly. That's what's most important. That's the root. And then from there comes the fruit. A lot of you are fully aware, last year, you know, like during lockdown, I was freaking out. And a lot of you guys know, I know I reached out to you, and I appreciate the compassion I got back. Just advice and scriptures and empathy. You know, later on during lockdown and quarantine, whatever that was, you know, maybe quarantine felt like it was still lockdown, whatever. But I remember when, you know, my son had a meltdown and things were rough. And, you know, and I'm like looking at myself and wondering about my parenting and the failures of it. And again, you guys were there, scriptures, advice, empathy. And in everything that you shared, you were pointing me back to God, pointing me back to get on my knees and take it. In Ephesians 1:18, I'm heading towards the end of the intro here. In Ephesians 1:18, the Apostle Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. When you're hurting and you need healing, when you're struggling and you need strength, when you set your heart on growing as a leader, let this be our prayer, just as Paul writes here. Lord, open our eyes that we may see the hope to which you have called us, the riches, Lord, of your glorious inheritance in your holy people. And so to close, I'd like to share a snippet of this song that we're no doubt familiar with. Say, open the eyes
of my heart. Lord.
We want your perspective, God. Give us your perspective.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Oh, I want to see. For my family, I need to see. For my business, God, I need to see you. Come on. Say,
open the eyes.
Say, I want to see you, oh God. Oh, say, I want to see you. We gotta go to see you.
So open the eyes of
my heart, Lord.